Before you listen to the sermon, read Matthew chapter 6. Today is the second part of a small series on prayer. And we started out last week with a question from Jesus' disciples. They looked at Jesus praying. And they said, hey, that's not how we do it. Lord, teach us how to pray. Yeah, the disciples wanted to learn how to pray. And Jesus responded to that question. And he started out with addressing some things, how not to pray. Yeah, don't go in public. With a lot of words, don't use vain repetitions.
But
in this first thing that Jesus said, he's teaching them two things. Because he kept talking about the when.
Yeah,
first, there needs to be a time that you have set apart in the day for prayer, for talking to God. Yeah, the when of prayer.
وقتی که زمان دعاتونه.
And of course I know we should always be in a spirit of prayer and ready to pray.
که هممون باید در روح خود دعا باشیم و آماده
دعا
باشیم.
I'll come back to that in a later sermon.
به اون موضوع.
But here Jesus specifically talks about setting apart a time for you to be alone with God and pray.
میگه یه زمانی رو بذارین که تنها باشین با خداوند در دعا.
Now the second thing Jesus mentioned in this first verses before coming to the example prayer on how to pray is where. Yeah, and of course he was talking about a closet, and you can close this closet, you can pray in secret. And this was talking about setting apart some place where you can be alone with God.
And
last week I challenged you guys, if you don't have a time yet, if you don't have a place where you can be alone with God, then make sure
you have time in the day that you set apart.
Yeah, you have a place where you can go to be alone with God. And last week we ended with the question of the why. Why do we pray? And we didn't answer the question. We're going to answer the question today. Yeah, what's the purpose of prayer? Yeah, and a lot of times we think about prayer as getting what we want. and it is true that prayer is asking and receiving. That is true. Yeah, because you have scripture that says you have not because you ask not. But before we get to that point, yeah, we need to understand some things in regards to prayer.
Yeah,
if you think that prayer is just quoting your wish list every morning,
اگه فکر میکنید دعاتون تکرار اون آرزواتونه.
Yeah, you have a wrong idea of prayer.
اشتباه نظرتون در مورد دعا.
Yeah, if that is your prayer life.
اگه زندگی دعاتون همینه.
Then you're basically using vain repetitions.
یعنی در حقیقت دارین هی تکرار میکنید در حقیقت.
Yeah, you're just praying over and over again.
هی بارها و بارها آرزواتو به خداوند
میگی. So get God to do what you want him to do.
در حقیقت انقدر میگی که خداوند اون که تو میخوای و برات انجام بده.
Yep. Let's pick it up from verse 8 in Matthew 6, where it says, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of, before ye ask him.
پس مثل ایشان مباشید، زیرا که پدر شما نیازهای شما را میداند پیش از آن که از او سوال کنید.
Yeah, so God already knows what you need before you ask. So then the question comes up with some people, like, oh, why should we pray then?
Yeah,
if God already knows,
میدونه,
what's the point? What's the purpose of prayer? Why do we pray?
Now,
the answer to that, yeah, we can find in the example prayer that Jesus gives
here.
Go to verse
9.
After this manner, therefore, ye pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
پس شما به این طور دعا کنید: ای پدر ما که در آسمانی، نام تو مقدس باد.
Now notice that I say after this manner.
اینجوری، اینطوری.
Yeah, this is not a prayer that we are to repeat.
نگفته تکرارش کنین، حفظش کنین.
But that's what the Catholics do.
گفته اینطوری، روششو گفته.
Yeah, this is a model prayer, an example prayer.
نمونه دعاست براتون.
This prayer contains the elements
that we لازم داره.
That we should look at and focus on.
که بعد تو دعاهاتون تمرکز کنین رو بهتون گفتن، نه اینکه حفظش کنید.
This is how we should pray, not what we should pray.
اینجوری دعا کنید، اینطوری دعا کنید، نه این رو تکرار کنید.
Now, the part of this prayer that most people want to get to.
قسمتی از این دعا که اکثر مردم میخوان به اینجا برسن.
Is verse 11.
آیه 11.
Yeah, give us this day our daily bread.
فقط تمرکزمون بر اینه.
Yeah, God, give me this. Give me that.
نان کفاف ما را امروز به ما بده.
خدا بده، فقط بده.
Yeah, God, I want you to do this for me.
خدا بده این کارو برام بکن.
God, I want you to intervene here.
اینو بده، اونو بده. اینو عمل کن.
And if we're honest,
اگه صادق باشیم دعاهامون،
a lot of our prayer is like that.
دعاهامون این شکلیه.
Yeah, that's where a lot of our focus is on.
همش فقط میگیم بده.
Yeah. But prayer is not informing God or reminding God of our needs.
دعا فقط وادار کردن خداوند یا یادآوری به خداوند به نیازهای خودمون نیست فقط.
Yeah, he already knows what your needs are.
میدونه از ته قلبتون.
And again, it's not bad to bring petitions and needs before God.
آوردن اون درخواستمون، اون نیازمون بد نیست.
After all, verse 11 is part of that example prayer.
11 هم یکی از نمونه دعاست، گفته بخواید، نگفته نخواید.
But the model, this model example prayer doesn't start in verse 11.
اما نمونه دعا از آیه 11 شروع
میشه. It starts two verses earlier. And here's what Jesus starts with.
این چیزی رو که عیسی شروع میکنه دعاش مهمه.
Yeah, our Father which art in heaven.
پس شما به این طور دعا، ای پدر ما که در آسمانی، نام تو مقدس باد.
So why does Jesus start with our Father which art in heaven?
Why start there? چرا اعلام میکنه پدر ما؟
Why don't start with my wish list?
چرا نمیاد اول بگه نان من رو بده؟
Yeah. Now Jesus first puts the focus on who God is in our lives.
اول نمونه اول میگه که یادآوری میکنه که پدر کیه تو زندگی.
Yeah, and first of all, he's our heavenly father.
اول از همه اون پدرمون که در آسمانه.
He is not our enemy. He loves us.
عاشق ماست، ما رو دوست داره.
Yeah, as a Christian, you are a child of God.
شما فرزند خدا هستید.
Yeah, when Jesus, when you pray,
وقتی دعا میکنید.
Pray after this manner.
اینجوری دعا کنید.
And the first thing that he's reminding of is that we are children of God. John 1:12. Yeah, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
اما به آن کسانی که او را قبول کردند قدرت داد تا فرزندان خدا گردند، یعنی به هر که به نام او ایمان آورد.
Yeah, those who believe are children of God.
فرزندان خدا.
Yeah, not everybody is a child of God in the world.
کسی فرزند خدا نیست دنیا.
As I've heard some people say.
بعضی میگن همه مردم دنیا فرزند خدان.
All human beings are children of God.
همه انسان‌ها فرزند خدان.
It's only those who believe.
هر که قبول کرده عیسی مسیح را.
Yeah, who put their trust in Jesus Christ.
هر که اعتمادش واقعا روی عیسی مسیح
are children of God.
اونا فرزندان خدا.
Read Romans 8.
رومیان 8 رو بخونید.
Romans 8 verses 15 till 17.
آیه 15 تا 17.
For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba Father. The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be also glorified together.
از آن رو که روح بندگی را نیافته اید تا باز ترسان شدید، بلکه روح پسرخواندگی را یافته اید که با آن ابا یعنی ای پدر ندا می کنیم. همان روح بر روح‌های ما شهادت می دهد که فرزندان خدا هستیم و هرگاه فرزندانیم وارثان هم هستیم، یعنی وارثان خدا و هم ارث با مسیح، اگر شریک مصیبت‌های او هستیم تا در جلال وی نیز شریک باشیم.
Yeah, we are children. God's our Father. Yeah, we can cry out, Abba, Father. And we can cry this out to the Creator of the universe. And what this communicates is that there is intimacy there. There's closeness there. Yeah, we are part of his family. We are adopted into his family. Yeah, we are joined heirs with Christ. Yeah, Yeah, so before we go on, bring our requests to God, we need to start realizing and understand who God is in our lives. Yeah, the place that God takes in our lives. Jesus teaches how to pray. And the answer starts with our Father who art in heaven. Yeah, he starts talking about the place that God takes in our lives. Yeah, so maybe the purpose of prayer is to remind us of God's place in our lives. God's place in our prayer. When you start praying, Jesus is saying, I want you to realize the place that God holds in your prayer, in your prayer life. Yeah, he is a father. It's a position of closeness and of intimacy. Yeah, we can come into the throne room of God as his children to go talk to him. Yeah, it's like my children, yeah, if they would call the company, yeah, normally people don't get connected to me. They need to say who they are, they need to say why they want to talk to me, and then maybe they let them through. If one of my kids call, yeah, they can pass through, even though they've never done that. But that will happen. Yeah, because it's family. Yeah, we can come into the throne room of God. And we can talk to the Creator. We can talk to God. And he will answer, he will listen. Yeah, become as his children. Go to Galatians 4. And because ye are sons, God had sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Yeah, this is also an intimate way of calling out to God, Abba, Father. Yeah. Go back to Matthew 6. And read verse 9. After this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, notice that this is our Father in heaven. Yeah, God is above.
And it says,
hallowed be thy name. It means God is set apart.
خداوند رو جلال بدیم، مقدسش کنیم، سوا بذاریمش.
God is our Father.
بله، پدر.
And we have this great privilege.
و این افتخار عظیم رو داریم.
Of crying out to him as our Father.
بتونیم به عنوان بابا پدر صداش کنیم.
There's intimacy.
به همون صمیمیت، به همون نزدیکی.
But we also need to approach them with respect.
اما احترام رو هم نباید.
He holds a position that nobody else holds.
چون مقامی داره که هیچ کس دیگه ای نداره.
He's all powerful. He's all knowing.
او پرقدرت.
He's above everybody, anything.
بالاتر از هر چیزه. او پرجلاله.
He's set apart. Yeah, he's in a class of its own. Nothing can compare to him. Go to Isaiah. Isaiah 6:1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Yeah, and stay there. We're going to read some more verses.
در ایای پادشاه درگذشت خداوند را دیدم که بر تختی بلند و رفیع نشسته بود و دامن روایش معبد را پر ساخته بود.
Yeah, God is sitting up on a throne. He is in charge. He is the ultimate authority. He is high and lifted up.
Yeah?
God is not like us.
God is set apart.
Read the next verses. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory, and the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
بر فراز او سرافین ایستاده بودند. هر یک از آنها شش بال داشت. با دو بال روی خود را می‌پوشاند و با دو بال پاهای خود را و با دو بال نیز پرواز می‌کرد. هر یک از آنها به دیگری ندا در داده می‌گفتند: قدوس، قدوس، قدوس است خداوند لشکرها. تمامی زمین از جلال او مملو است. خارهای آستانه از آوای او که ندا می‌کرد می‌لرزید و خانه از دود آکنده بود. پس گفتم: وای بر من که هلاک شدم، زیرا که مردی ناپاکلب هستم و در میان قومی ناپاکلب ساکنم و چشمانم پادشاه خداوند لشکرها را دیده است.
Yes, holy, holy, holy.
قدوس، قدوس، قدوس.
God is set apart.
خدایی که جداتر از هر چیزی است.
Isaiah witnesses the scene and he's just like, I'm done.
میبینه من تموم شدم.
Yeah, I have unclean lips and he's a good guy.
من لبی ناپاک.
Yeah, there needs to be improper reverence towards God.
احترام بزرگی در مقابل خداوند هست، اما اگر به حضورش بیاین.
Yeah, so at the very beginning of the example prayer.
در همون آغاز نمونه دعا.
Yeah, we're pointing to that. God is our Father. There's closeness, there's intimacy. Yeah, we can have fellowship with God. The Bible talks about that. But then we also ultimately remind that who God is. He's God. He's God Almighty. He's set apart. He's special. Nothing compares to Him.
Yeah.
We talk with the Creator of everything. The universe, you and me, everybody. To the ultimate authority, yeah? To the ultimate power.
He's above.
He's in heaven. Now, before we getting to the point, give us our daily bread. Yeah, let's start with how we are to approach God. There's a nice example, it's a nice prayer of Hezekiah in the Bible.
Ezekiel?
Go to Isaiah 37. And read verse 13, you will have the name.
Ezekiel. What verse? 37.
We're going to read 15. We're going to read 15 till 19. Yeah, but listen to this prayer. And tell me if this sounds like somebody who just brings his wish list to God. Yeah? Listen to this prayer. Now, the backdrop of this prayer is trouble from the Syrians. And the king of the Syrians has told Hezekiah.
پادشاه سوریه به ازیکیا کی هست اسمش؟
ازیکیا.
That he's going to conquer them.
که اون هم میاد و پیروز خواهد شد.
And that nobody will be able to deliver Hezekiah out of his hands.
و حزقیال رو هیچکی نمیتونه از دستش آزاد کنه.
Now listen to how Hezekiah prays. Verse 14 till 19. And Hezekiah received a letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying, Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Lord, and see, and hear all the words of Sennacherib, which had sent to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and their countries, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of man's hand, wood and stone, therefore they have destroyed them.
Hezekiah نامه را از دست قاصدان گرفت و خواند. آنگاه به خانه خداوند در آمده نامه را در حضور خداوند گسترد. خداوند چنین دعا کرد: ای خداوند لشکرها، خدای اسرائیل، که در میان کروبیان نشسته ای، تویی که به تنهایی و تمامی ممالک جهان خدا هستی، آسمان و زمین را تو آفرید. از حال خداوند گوش فرا ده و بشنو. ای خداوند چشمان خویش بگشا و ببین سخنان سنهاریم را که به جهت کفر گفتن به خدای زنده فرستاده است جملگی بشنو. خداوند راست است که پادشاهان آشور همه قوم‌ها را از بین برده و سرزمینشان را ویران کردند و خدایانشان را در آتش افکنده نابود کردند، زیرا آنها خداوند خدا نبودند.
19 Yep. So Hezekiah receives this letter.
حزقیال این نامه را دریافت کرد.
And there's such threats in there. And he brings his letter to the house of the Lord and lays it out before the Lord and starts praying. Now, how does he start? God, save us from the Assyrians. God, give me this and that.
He starts
with recognizing what God is. You are God. Yeah, the nations are like a drop in a bucket for you. But you are the God of our nation. You are the God of our people. You are the God of Israel. Yeah, we are your people. That sounds a lot like Old Testament, our Father. Yeah, as the Kaya says, you dwell between the cherubims. That's like the Old Testament version of, or New Testament version of, who art in heaven. This is a lot like the example prayer that Jesus gives us.
Yeah,
you are the God of all nations. You are the Lord of hosts. You are all powerful.
Including
you are the God of the nation of Assyria. You are the only real God, the only living God.
So
we see Hezekiah before he's bringing his request.
قبل از اینکه درخواستشو به حضور پدر بیاره یا خدا بیاره.
Yeah, he is recognizing in his prayer
who God is. در دعاش که خدا کیست.
Yeah, Hezekiah has a problem with an army that is coming.
آتش مشکل داره. جونش در خطره.
But he recognizes that God is the Lord of hosts.
خدای او بالاتر از هر چیزی.
Yeah, God is the commander of the armies.
او فرمانده همه ارتش هاست.
Yeah, Hezekiah has a problem with a nation.
حزقیال مشکلی داره با قوم خدا.
But he says, God, you are the God of all nations.
اما خداوند
including Assyria.
قوم همه ملت ها هستی. مخصوص حتی در سوریه.
Yeah. Hezekiah has an earthly problem.
حزقیال مشکل زمینی داره.
But God, you are the God who dwells between the cherubims. You are the God who is in heaven.
که بالای فرشتگان هستی. خدایی هستی که تو آسمون نشستی و داری سلطنت میکنی.
Yeah, and then he starts laying out what the problem is.
که مشکلش در کجاست.
Yeah, and the focus is not on Hezekiah.
مشکلی نیست که حزقیال چیه.
The focus
مشکل و
تمرکز
نیاز در حزقیال نیست. نمرکز دعا جلال خدا.
Yeah, the Assyrian king, Sennacherib, is mocking God.
سنهوریب خدا رو مسخره میکنه.
Yeah, he's bringing reproach to his name.
نام خدا رو زیر سوال داره میبره.
And then read verse 20.
آیه 20 رو بخونید.
Yeah. Now therefore, O Lord, our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only.
پس حال ای یهوه خدای ما، ما را از دست او نجات ده تا همه ممالک جهان بدانند که تنها تو خداوند هستی.
Yeah, God again puts it like if you give this victory, yeah, everybody will know that you are God, only you.
اگر این پیروزی رو به ما بدی.
Yeah, again the focus is on God.
که تو خدا هستی و پر جلالی. باز تمرکز و هدف جلال خداست.
Yeah, why do we pray?
چرا دعا میکنی؟
Yeah, when God already knows what we need.
وقتی خدا میدونه که ما چی نیاز داریم، پس چرا دعا میکنی؟
God was not unaware of what's going on in Israel with Hezekiah.
مشکل حزقیال رو میدونست.
He knew exactly where the army of the Assyrians were.
میدونست ارتش سوریه کجاست. میدونسته که چه نامه تهدیدآمیزی.
He knew exactly what the contents of that letter was that was sent to Hezekiah.
به حضور حزقیال فرستاده شد.
He already knew that Hezekiah needed some help.
میدونسته که حزقیال تو جهنمه.
Why pray?
What
Ezekiel is it? Why pray?
What Ezekiel was the last sentence?
Oh, he already knew that Hezekiah needed help.
میدونسته که حزقیال به کمک احتیاج داره.
Why pray?
چرا دعا کنی وقتی حزقیال کمک احتیاج داره؟
What if prayer is not about us reminding God?
دعا شاید هدف
or us letting God know what we need him to do for us.
خداوند یادآوری کنیم نیازمون چیه.
Yeah, to line God up with our agenda.
کنیم برنامه هفتگی ما رو انجام بده.
What if prayer is to line us up with God's agenda.
ما با خداوند و برنامه خداوند یکی
For God to remind us who he is.
که خداوند در دعا به ما یادآوری کنه.
Our Father which art in heaven.
و چه قدرتی داره.
پدر ما که در آسمان
جلال برنامه تو.
Why should I pray when God already knows what I need?
چرا باید دعا کنم وقتی خدا میدونه من چی
می‌خوام؟ It's to remind you who God is.
به من و تو یادآوری کنه که خدا کیست.
And that he should be the focus of our prayers.
که مرکز دعامون و هدف دعامون باشه.
What lesson we can learn here?
چه درسی میتونیم از دعا یاد بگیریم؟
Yeah, that prayer is not some ritual we do before food.
دعا یک عادت یا یک سنتی نیست که قبل از دعا انجام
It's not passing on our wish list.
دعا فقط روی آرزوهامون رو توی لیست نوشتن و به خدا تکرار کردن نیست.
But that we are realizing that we're speaking with God.
وقتی دعا می‌کنیم، درک کنیم که با پدر، با خدا
صحبت می‌کنیم. Who is our Father?
که او پدر ماست، درسته؟ خدا پدر ماست.
Who also is above.
اما بالاتر از هر
چیزی. Who also is set apart.
بالاتر از هر چیزیه، پرجلال و جدا شده از همه کس و همه چیزه.
And we need to treat him with respect and honor.
و اون احترام و افتخار رو بهش بدیم. او بالاتر از هر چیزی است. او جلال داره.
Yeah, it's not a formality. We're speaking with our Father in heaven.
We're
talking with the Lord of Hosts.
اما همزمان هم داریم با خدای خداوندگان صحبت میکنیم. خدای پرجلال، خدای قدیر داریم صحبت میکنیم.
When we start praying, pause for a moment.
وقتی دعا میکنیم یک لحظه سکوت کنیم.
Think about whose presence we are entering when we're speaking with him.
در حضور کی داریم وارد میشیم و اون احترام رو به اون کسی که
سر جلسه. All before we go on, give me this, give me that, I need this.
اگه بگیم اینو بده، اونو بده، اینو بده، اینو بده.
I need you to do this.
این کارو بکن، این کارو بکن برام.
No, start first recognizing what God is.
اول درک کن که خدا کیست.
Go to Hebrews 4.
عبرانیان 4.
Hebrews 4 verse 16.
آیه 16.
Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
پس با جرأت نزدیک به تخت فیض بیاییم تا رحمت بیابیم و فیضی را حاصل کنیم که در وقت ضرورت ما را یاری رساند.
Yeah, we're coming to a throne.
با جرأت نزدیک تخت سلطنتش میایم.
Yeah, do you realize that when you're praying?
وقتی دعا میکنیم میتونیم بفهمیم اون تخت فیض، اون تخت سلطنت چیست.
Go to Hebrews 10.
عبرانیان 10.
10:19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
پس ای برادران، چون که به خون عیسی شهامت داریم تا به مکان اقدس داخل شویم.
We enter into the holiest.
مکان اقدس وارد
شویم. If you remember in the Old Testament, they had a tabernacle, they had a holy and a holy of holies.
اون معبد مقدس رو داشتن، اون خیمه رو داشتن و اقدس الاقداس درونش بود.
As a Christian, as a saved person,
به عنوان کسی که نجات داریم,
we can enter into the holiest.
می‌تونیم به اون مقدس مکان اقدس.
Yeah, all because of the blood of Jesus, because Jesus died. That's because of Jesus that we can walk into the throne room.
به خاطر عیسی که میتونیم وارد اونجا بشیم.
Yeah, prayer is communication with God Almighty.
صحبتمون با پدر مقدس خدا.
Why do we pray when He already knows what we need?
وقتی میدونیم به چی نیاز داریم.
Because it reminds us who God is in our lives.
یادآوری میکنه که خداوند.
It reminds us that. We are praying to God Almighty.
داریم با پدری خدا. It reminds us
that we are children.
That's
closeness, that's intimacy.
فرزندان او هستیم. اون صمیمیتی که با پدر داریم رو بهمون یادآوری میکنه.
Yet He is only the only living God, Creator.
خدای تنها خدای زنده است که میتونه وجود داشته باشه. همزمان اون
is to remind us who God is.
هدف دعا اینه که to remind us یادآوری کنه خدا کیست.
What God's place is in our lives.
و بفهمه اون خدای عظیم چه مکان صمیمی تو زندگی تک تکمون داره.